genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, welcome back to it. Monday here on the program. So I was having this conversation. I shared this last week a little bit, but if you didn't hear it, I'll refresh your memory. I was having this conversation with a well-educated, hardcore liberal, and I made a comment to her following the Michigan primary when Bernie Sanders had won, congratulating her. And she got kind of snarky about it and said, well, why would you assume that I voted for Bernie? Well, you're quite a liberal. She goes, but anyhow, the gist of the whole conversation in the end was, well, then tell me the difference. I mean, if you didn't vote for Bernie, then you voted for Hillary. I mean, everybody knows. It's not exactly a secret, nor do you keep it a secret that you're a hardcore leftist. So if you didn't vote for Bernie and you voted for Hillary, what difference does it make anyway, was my comment, because tell me the difference between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Of course, she made a few excuses and, you know, and took some shots at Republicans, never answered the question. Then her final excuse was, this has been, you know, however long it's been, 2 weeks or more now, that, well, she was on her phone. As soon as she got to a computer, she would explain to me the difference between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton and their policy positions, because they're so obvious. Because they are so obvious. Well, my theory then, my premise then is the same as it is today. There is little or no difference policy-wise between Hillary Clinton, a Democrat, and Bernie Sanders, an avowed socialist. And the difference between socialism and communism is communism comes by way of force and enslaves people. Socialism comes by way of voters who vote to enslave themselves. The difference, well, there isn't a damn difference. Anyhow, here's a little, here's an article I found on the Libertarian Republic to talk more about this, and I'm just going to quote a little bit here. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders may not have a monopoly on socialism in the Democratic Party after all. Mrs. Institute senior fellow Mark Thornton argues that his opponent Hillary Clinton is still a socialist, just a bit less, and he means a very bit less. Bernie is the most socialist, but he's not far off from Hillary, said Thornton in an interview recently. So whoever gets elected, there isn't much of a difference. Meaning that my premise was right about this. Socialism is mainly defined as collective or governmental ownership of the economy. There is some debate over whether the control could be limited to just fundamental economic functions or whether it has to expand to the greater economy. Democratic socialism adds to the theory that systems should be in place to allow the public to voice how they believe the economy is controlled. That's really what democratic socialism is. They want more government in our lives. Bernie Sanders is just a more honest version of that. The views of Clinton Sanders differ only really in slight nuance. Sanders, for instance, supports a $15 minimum wage at the federal level. Clinton says it should not exceed $12 an hour unless the states decide otherwise. She supports making college more affordable while he wants it to be free. Of course, she offered free tuition as well just recently. They both oppose the Pacific Free Trade Deal, which was recently negotiated by President Barack Obama. They also both advocate for putting more regulations on banks and private businesses and say unions need more power. They also believe social services like retirement benefits should stay in government control because they've proven to be so good with your money. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. Let the government take care of it. Hey, we'll take care of your money. It'll be right here waiting for you whenever you need it. Yeah. Thornton also adds that many Republicans aren't much better. No kidding. No one is talking about addressing the fundamental problem of Social Security or arguing against the national debt. It's only minor scrimmages on that front. Exactly right. Unfortunately, exactly right. Many Republicans are no better. You're not dealing with a national debt of $20 trillion, for which you have no idea, no concept whatsoever how to pay for now or ever, nor do you care, it seems. And in 10 years hence, if the national debt isn't reduced or arrested soon, 10 years from now, the third biggest item, the third biggest item on the agenda will be interest on the national debt. That's just 10 years from now. So you want to talk about roads or infrastructure or social programs? Doesn't matter. The third biggest item after entitlements, which are number one, and defense, which is a distant number two, will come number three, interest on the national debt that politicians on all sides have allowed to occur on their watch. On their watch. Here's a little cautionary tale for you before we go to the break here. Two people were arrested on suspicion of manslaughter after a seven-year-old girl died in Britain over the weekend when the bounce house she was playing in was swept away by strong gusts of wind. The inflatable attraction flew over trailers in a park and landed at the bottom of a hill. Summer Grant from Norwich was treated at the scene and taken to the hospital by air, but she was unable to be saved. A freak gust of wind that caught everyone unaware, said Ray Smith, a representative of the Showman's Guild of Great Britain. It actually pulled the safety stakes right out of the ground. A 27-year-old man and 24-year-old woman from the firm that runs the Bounce Castle were arrested on suspicion of manslaughter by gross negligence. Neither has been identified. Both were later released on bail. Those bounce houses, if they get caught in the wind, I've seen them tumble before, but this one claimed a life. Sad, sad, terrible, terrible story. It's Monday. Glad to have you on board. It's wet out there over much of the state. It's been a soggy, early spring-like weekend here in the state, as you well know. I'm Steve Gruber. We'll be right back.